Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
As you sit there on the road heading to your job at 6 in the morning, the sun is not out yet, you might have this thing that flies through your head once in a while. Why am I doing this?
Working?
Yes. Well, working in that particular job that is dragging you out of your bed so early. And maybe you're thinking there might be a better way. And it probably not. Like, I'll just be real. Probably not.
Is this about the Powerball again?
No, this is this is alternate jobs.
Don't forget to play today.
That make way more. Is the drawing today?
Isn't it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays?
It is Wednesday. I'm sorry. I'm still completely thrown off. Yes, that is. Keep that in the front of your dang mind today, mm-hmm. ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. No, these are other jobs where you can make, like, a lot of money. Like, jobs where you don't necessarily think of when you think a lot of money. These are not doctors. You're not lawyers. You're not finance bros. These are things like linemen, people that fix electrical lines, right? They make crazy money.
Very dangerous.
This is the thing. These are jobs that pay a lot of money, potentially. They seem like they come with downsides.
Well, so do the jobs average. You just listed. Doctor and lawyer, that's a lot of schooling. Can't just decide tomorrow I want to be a doctor.
I feel
and
like
just go
lineman.
Practice.
Lineman is probably not schooling as in you don't go get your lineman degree, but there's a fair
oh, for sure. There's training.
Fair amount of of action you have to get into. The one that really jumped out at me on this one, clowns. How much do you think a professional clown, and I'm not talking about circus clown, I'm like the clown that shows up at parties, when you need to call a clown, you call this guy. How much you think that job is worth?
How many people are calling that guy?
That's
like, how many clowns do you see at events? Like, there were a few in College Station back in the day
that were
always at events.
There were a couple of clowns, and I want to say that was their...
They were good clowns. That was their job.
I didn't see a lot of clowns
in
San Antonio. And I've not had... I just haven't had the experience here in Houston to know if there's, like, a vibrant clowning community where
I'm
people
sure
just
there is,
want.
Just because it's such a large city.
Yeah.
How much do they make? How much do they make?
$200 an hour.
Really? That's pretty good.
Plus tips, plus fees, plus... Tell me about it. $200 an hour to show up and then do kids' parties or balloon animals.
How long are kids' parties?
Oh.
If this is where you make your money.
Oh, Lord.
And you're not even getting that many gigs anymore.
You're hoping for a marathon. No one else at that party is hoping for a marathon. Every parent there has somewhere they want to be.
It's like 2 hours. Let's wrap this thing up.
Exactly. You're trying to stretch this into a third. They're like, we got to shut this thing down.
Yeah, that's when you absolutely have to have that a la carte menu. Here's my base rate. What would you like me to do?
Add-ons. Okay, balloon
Look,
animals,
the only
obvious
job you have
add-on.
A week.
That's, yeah, like, I again, like, I think
because that also is
famine.
Hard, but that also is hard because you do have to go to school. And you have to register your face.
I forget that there's
right?
a
like
whole
Like, you have
thing.
To paint it on the egg, and then it can't be the same as any other clowns. Like, that is my understanding.
if you just paint your face and go out and clown, some other clown is going to come
no,
you for
you. No, you are a clown. You're a clown.
You're the...
And a real clown is going to take
and
care
do
of
you. Do you want that guy trying to find you? Again, just... Positives and negatives.
What else is on there? Is there anything that's easy?
You
clowns
can
have
make...
skills, man. You ever tried to make a balloon animal?
No, I have no clue how long it would take to actually. That's again, like I said,
I can barely tie off the little end of a balloon.
Good morning, everyone. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, happy Wednesday. Good morning. Thanks for being here today.
So we kicked off the show by talking about jobs that maybe you don't think of as being very lucrative,
but
as it turns out, cha-ching!
Now say you will face some complications with that money, but yeah, there's some paychecks out there, y'all. You just got to be willing to go get it.
And it was because you thought that most people driving hated their jobs.
Yes.
Maybe it's not your job you hate. Maybe it's you.
Oh, geez. That's a horrible
thought.
That
came out wrong.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, like, maybe your work habits?
Wow.
Your work ethic? Not making this better?
No, not at all.
Well, what about a surefire way to increase your productivity?
Okay, we're getting better.
I've got a new method taking the internet by storm. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So there's a productivity hack that's gone viral, known as the 333 method. And fans say it helps them stay organized, stay focused, stay productive. And they don't feel overwhelmed or burnt out.
Really?
Like they might normally.
Really?
Now, I like this for a completely different reason. There's a gaping plot hole.
Really? Okay.
Let's see if you can spot it. But before we get to that, I wanted to share some Halloween news. The makers of Sweethearts, the Valentine's.
Oh, I'm aware.
Conversation Hearts.
Not one of the top candies in the game.
Nope, they taste like chalk and they're absolutely disgusting. Yeah. But they have decided to put a spooky spin on the candy they didn't sell from last Valentine's. Just ghosted Sweethearts. Each limited edition box comes filled with all white message-free candy hearts meant to poke fun at the modern dating nightmare of ghosting.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
The boxes which say messages that disappeared like you did can be bought for yourself or sent directly to someone who ghosted you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's funny.
That's a nice touch. That actually makes them a lot more, that makes them a lot more useful to me.
Yeah, suddenly.
Yeah.
Oh, very valuable.
Put a sick burn
I'm
on
interested.
It. Put a sick burn
at
on it.
$7.99 a pop.
Oh,
and
what?
Only available through October 31st.
Wow.
I do think they'll disappear just as fast as the ghosters who inspired them.
Okay. All right. That's again, options.
So if you're feeling petty,
this is your
it's time to take action.
This is your sign. Yes.
Before it's too late.
Act now.
Now, in some weird news, there's a 19-year-old in China who became temporarily paralyzed after spending too much time with his head bent forward.
I saw this, yes.
Okay, so the story was he's at a summer job where he is washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's washing dishes, he's obviously leaning forward and his head is bent down, right? Looking at the sink, doing these dishes. But when he wasn't doing that, he was doing what most teens do. Staring at screens. So he was looking at a phone.
So kind of like his entire day, he was crunched over, like all the time.
Most people are.
I would say yes.
As I sit up
extra tall.
You know, like, oh man, let me work on this posture real quick.
You're looking down most of the time, right?
So he started to get a numbness in his neck, in his arms, in his legs. He goes to the doctor and they don't find anything. Then he goes home, wakes up on a different day with no feeling in his legs, cannot move. And then he's obviously rushed to the ER. Doctors found a large blood clot in his spine that was pressing on his spinal cord and causing paralysis from the chest down.
Oh.
So they say the constant
strain there.
Strain on the neck and the bowing of his head
caused an injury.
Ruptured a blood vessel in the spinal area,
geez.
Creating that dangerous clot.
Watch your posture, everyone.
So doctors performed emergency surgery to remove it and prevent permanent damage.
Oh, that is terrifying. Yeah, again, maybe.
What was that weird? Didn't Taylor Swift have that weird thing, right, that she would put like on her back or something and it was like, it would pulse you when your posture was bad?
I think there are a few things out there that can, not turn into a hunch. Yeah, because that's what
I'm
happens.
I'm worried about the hunch.
It happens
like
to everyone.
Like the hump on my back. I feel like I have one now.
Because again, you do this, it's just years and years of doing that.
Like you really have to make like a concerted effort to not...
not do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
But hey, while we're talking concerted efforts, if you're looking to be more productive at home, at the office, I want to introduce you to the 333 method.
Okay.
So it is just a way to restructure your time so you either get more done or you feel like you're getting more done, which sometimes is enough.
Yes.
So if you're looking at structuring your day, your first 3 hours, your biggest block of time is for deep work on an important project.
Yeah.
So one big project.
So heavy stuff.
Yes.
Right.
So they say kickstart the day with 3 whole hours devoted to the big thing. Mm-hmm. Whether that's some assignment you need to finish for work or something with the looming deadline or something you've been putting off or some essential task.
Right.
If you want to plan it out the night before, even better. So that means when you roll into the morning, you are ready to rock and roll.
Right.
After the 3 hours are up, take a break. Then you'll be ready to tackle three time-sensitive tasks.
Okay.
These are the things that you put off because you don't want to do them, but they will only take a few minutes.
Yeah.
So like make a phone call, send a scary email, go to the meeting you don't want to go to. And then it's time for three routine tasks you need to do to keep your life running smoothly.
Okay.
So that's grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning around the house, all of that. Mm-hmm. They can be small, but things you need to get done.
That's not bad.
So 3, 3, 3.
That's not bad.
But what jumps out to you?
Oh, do I just...
You are working for a solid 3 hours. Right? Because like you're doing 3 hours, you're taking a break, and then you're doing three little things that take a few minutes each, and then you're like... doing your other stuff.
That is my kind of day.
3 hours a day.
Sold.
I live by the 3-3-3 method starting
sold.
Now. The show ends at 9. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie.
Because we can't hand you the cash.
Can we just not? I mean, have we tried that option?
We might get there down the line. Let's say for now we can't hand you the cash, but we can hand you a free answer in today's Money Minute.
Yes.
And that is Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Destiny's Child.
All right.
The answer to one of the questions coming up before 8:30 with the Money Minute, which of course you get the other nine right.
$100.
$100.
$100.
Do you remember O-Town?
I absolutely remember O-Town.
I don't know why when I said Destiny's Child, I didn't immediately think of a Destiny's Child song.
You went to O-Town.
I thought about Liquid Dreams.
These things could not
singing
be
about,
further apart, Katie.
No, I dream about a girl. It's a mix of Destiny's Child.
Oh, that's right. It is in the. You said Destiny's Child the first thing.
I thought of O-Town.
Anyone else?
Is that weird?
Anyone immediately went to...
It's a little bit of Madonna's my style.
Hey. Okay.
Look, something.
You're going to need to sign up if you want to play. So do it online now. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. And yes, a four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop Live in the Woodlands.
Don't think about it too hard. You want to go.
You do.
It's happening Sunday.
It's going to be fun. You want to take the kids to it. We are going to play another round of...
Ghost Bar Light, Bar Bright.
Honky Tonk Bangers deserve the kids' treatment too. Specifically,
we're
trying to knock your kid out. We're trying to put him to sleep. There should be lullabies of some of our favorite country songs.
And as it turns out, there are.
Yes.
So we will play these for you. Mm-hmm. You guess what country song it is. And if you can get 2 out of 3, title and artist, you're going to Kids Bop.
So if you want to take a shot at this, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll play coming up.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So yes, Kids Bop coming to town with their certified bops.
Certified bops,
taking
y'all.
Taking the stage on Sunday night.
Mm.
We would love to send you and your kids.
Yes, we would. And it's time for another round of...
Ghost Bar Light, Bar Bright.
It's the game where the neon signs go dim.
Exactly, yeah.
The boots come off and...
Yeah.
Your favorite country songs are turned into... children's lullabies.
Why not turn a bunch of country bangers into knockout material for your kids?
Bedtime stories meets bar joints.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Kirsten.
Kirsten, are you ready for Bar Light, Bar Bright this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so remember, title and artist is what we are looking for here. Title and artist. It's going to sound like a lullaby. You just have to identify this very famous country song. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Song number one today. Okay. That is a holdover from yesterday. Can you identify that famous country song?
I have no clue.
No clue? Okay, all right. You had one to miss.
Right.
Next song this morning.
Oh, tricky.
A little tricky.
What do you think, Kirsten? Can you name that country song?
No, I don't know.
Kirsten, thank you so much for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Clarissa.
Clarissa, here is your first song in Bar Light, Bar Bright.
You know this one, Clarissa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, title and artist of that track, please.
Oh, our song, Taylor Swift.
There it is.
One for one.
Hey!
Next song this morning. It's a little tricky. Can you give us the title and artist?
I don't know that one.
Okay. It's okay. You got one more.
This is for all the marbles. This is for the win. Final song today.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
Clarissa.
That's what we refer to as an all-timer, Clarissa.
Can you name that country banger? Speaking of certified bops.
I'll play it again. Clarissa, we are all pulling for you. All of us. Can you give us the title and artist of that song?
Dolly Parton, Jolene.
There it is. Woo! There it is. There it is, Clarissa.
That's the game.
You're going.
I happen to have a lot of Dolly Parton in my own personal library. No big deal.
You're going to Kids Bop.
Oh, how exciting. Yay. Oh, my kids are going to be so happy.
Okay, hang on the line. Let's get you set up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Oh, good morning, Tim. Thanks for letting us take a crack at solving this Janice situation. So what's going on?
I'll be honest with you guys. Good morning. A whole lot of nothing right now, and that's actually what I'm here hoping to change, I guess.
Right. Yeah. You said that you thought this was basically, you said a relationship at this point.
Yeah, how long had y'all been together?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, I guess. I mean, you know, I've only known her for about a few months now. And
All right.
So, you know, we were just doing a lot of talking and texting, FaceTime, all that. You know, I thought I was kind of heading in the right direction, and it certainly felt like that.
Let's just call it a relationship of sorts.
Yeah, just not like the kind we were assuming.
Right, but what brought you to us? Like, I know something went off the rails at some point, so do you have any ideas on what that was? Or?
I think, you know, I just kind of set her off by canceling plans we made. And,
okay.
You know, I don't mean, you know, and I'm not that type of guy, really. I don't mean, you know, canceling and, as in we didn't have a date. It just wasn't the one that we had initially planned.
Okay.
It was a great idea, but I couldn't make it work in the end.
Okay. Well, what was the idea? What were you going to do?
I don't want to brag or nothing. But I just got a pretty sweet promotion at work.
Nice.
And I'm basically doing the same stuff I always was, but I've added Austin and some of Houston to my territory.
Oh.
So this would have probably like stressed me out a few years ago, but I convinced them to let me work exclusively for home for the
Holy
job
cow.
And they accepted.
Holy
so,
cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm blessed for sure. So, you know, I can do it all basically from, you know, anywhere now, even my bed if
That's
I want
dream.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Janice's idea was to go on the town and, like, you know, ball out, you know, celebrate big, just kind of go hard, if you will.
Well, Well, what makes that a bad idea, dude? Like, do you not like to go out?
Nah. It's just, you know, we plan the thing on the same day as like my physical last day at the office, you know.
Yeah.
And the plan was that I'd wrap up everything around 5 or so, head home, work out, get prepped for some drinks. And, you know, we talked about working our way around some bars downtown. Man, I wasn't ready for that last day to be so emotional.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm usually a pretty stoic guy. Maybe I was just tired. I don't know. I saw those same people, you know, every day for the last, like, 9 years,
yeah.
I think. And, you know, I got my little old work on there and everything. And by and large, everyone was really nice. And I was clearing out my office, and people just kept coming in and out. Mm. It's a lot more hug than I'm used to, and, you know, a few years, and they got me a really nice present.
Oh.
Yeah, and all the cards, and I don't know, it was just really, like, touching, you know?
What a great crew.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Like, did they want to take you out?
Oh.
You know, they aren't the types of people to do that. It was sort of like, you know, once I got done with the thing, and I got home, I was just exhausted, spent, and called her and asked if we could go out and get some Chinese and maybe do it up big other night.
Okay.
And you know, Janice seemed understanding at first, and hell, you know, she even brought over a cake she'd made.
Oh.
But then kind of it ended early, and, you know, it was totally my fault. And I was just, you know, so ready to pass out for the night, and I guess that was a big mistake, and she really hasn't talked to me since.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in crickets, I mean, I don't know, I'm at a loss. I mean, maybe she thinks I blew her off. I mean, that wasn't really my intention, and I didn't want to celebrate with her. Yeah, so my take in here is that, you know, if she agrees, we can go do what she wanted to do originally.
Okay, all right, let's get Janice on the phone. Talk to her next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Tim and Janice were not in a relationship.
No, at all.
Despite his former email.
Not at all.
The last date is the potential problem.
Yeah.
Because he switched up the plans.
But it was on a big day, dude.
It was like, on a big, big day.
Just do it the next day or the next week.
But he thinks that maybe that was it. Like, she got so excited and so hung up over this big going out type celebration that when he toned it down, it was a letdown.
Yeah, I get it. I actually get both sides of this one. I get, that makes all sense in the world.
But yeah, let's get her on the phone. Hey, is this Janice?
Speaking.
Janice, you don't know us, I don't think, but we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull, and we were just reaching out today to see if you had a few minutes to talk to us about a gent named Tim.
Yes, Tim. Tim.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Hey, what gives? I mean, something's obviously wrong here. Can we talk about this?
Oh, my God. For the love of me. Is he on the line right now?
Yeah.
Janice, he told us he felt bad for changing up the celebration plans, okay? He says, like, he wanted to celebrate with you, but he was just, like, crashing, right?
I was fine with him, like, canceling and needing to do it another night. Like, things happen. It was not really a problem. I mean,
well,
to be honest.
Why didn't you get back to him?
Why'd you leave him hanging?
Well, to be honest, he was just a complete when I did see him, and just pulled a real. Okay, well, calls me, you know, says he's tired. I get it. Like, but I kind of thought I would still try to make it special for him.
Okay.
So I, like, legit ran to the store, got all the ingredients that I need because I make you guys this bomb layered chocolate mousse cake.
Okay.
So all is going great, but I, like, literally at the last minute run to the store, come home, put this cake together in, like, record time. So I, like, sneak the cake in, put it in the back of his fridge so he doesn't see it. And then after we, like, hang out and eat dinner, I surprise him with this, like, amazing cake.
Okay.
He says to me as I pull out the cake and, like, hey, congratulations, but I don't eat chocolate cake.
Janice, oh my God, no. I was just tired. I didn't mean, you know, to... make
you baked
you
a whole damn cake, like a special cake for a special occasion. You couldn't even be bothered to, like, you know, oh, I'll just have a little piece. I'm kind of full. Like, you couldn't even
just
pretend. Like,
Hold on. I understand what you're saying. Wouldn't it be worse if I pretended I liked it? I mean,
how?
You know, I didn't want you to go through the trouble of making it again, so... You know, I just can, like, throw the whole thing in the garbage.
The garbage?
Why let you think I like something if I don't?
Are you guys hearing this right now?
Yeah.
Someone gives you a gift. I've been given many gifts that I thought were ridiculous. You say thank you and smile. Seriously, this is where you just apologize for hurting my feelings?
No. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel this way. I am. But, you know, I just... I don't think I did anything
wrong.
Tim,
we can kind of see where she's coming from. Okay, she did do something nice for you, which you acknowledged.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, you know, if you didn't want to eat it, you could have played it better, though, right?
Yeah, like, man. Like,
technically, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Is this a hill you want to die on?
I mean, look, my intentions were pure. I swear. I was just trying to be honest, and I thought that was the best policy or whatever. I mean, hell, you know, I'll even order a cake for us next time. How's that?
Ooh.
And then I'll get a, you know, I'll get a good cake, know, exactly what I want. And you know, you won't feel bad. It's a win-win for everybody.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yep. Okay.
Well, Janice. I'm gonna predict that, Tim. Did you lose her? Janice, yes. Are you there?
Yes. No. Well, no. That was intentional for sure.
Are you serious, Tim?
What did I do? Honestly, I'm just trying to think of ways to ensure this doesn't happen again.
Come on, man.
She just wanted an apology.
Look, I'm not a bad guy. And, you know, you're supposed to be honest with people, right? Like, that's what women say they want. Dude. Honesty. Honesty doesn't always feel good, does it? And, you know, that's just life. It's not some personal slight. And, you know, I'm kind of upset that she took it that way. I think she overreacted. I mean, that's all this is, you know? I'll give her a few days, and then I'll try to call her again.
I do see where you're coming from. We appreciate your time.
Stay away from baked goods, Tim. Look, even if he made some good points, which he did, he lost it. He could not. Absolutely not. She wanted an apology, man. It's a gift. Like, you have to react better.
Right?
I don't care how tired you are. Game face. Game face, my man.
Look, he says he wants to be an honest guy.
You're gonna insult her again by saying you're gonna get a good cake. Okay.
Honesty.
Like, if you're gonna be that thick, I cannot help you.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Please let us know how you feel. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, the Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Was Tim kind of an unappreciative jerk? Kind of where I'm leaning.
Yeah.
He's not allergic to the cake. I mean, he could have reacted better.
It seems like mistakes
left
were made.
Left a lot to be desired, I'd say.
Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
So, this October, my husband and I have been together 15 years.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks.
Indeed.
Yay. So, let's take you back 15 years ago to October. I met my husband through MySpace.
I stalked him.
So I stalked him on MySpace. I was like, hey, I'm going to try to talk to him. And, you know, he gave me this whole little spiel of how he doesn't talk to strangers and blah, 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 stranger danger and all this other crap.
As he's talking to a stranger. Yeah, great. Sure.
So we ended up getting to know each other and we started dating. Mind you, this is in the end of October that we went on our first date. It was probably the beginning of November. Madagascar had just come out.
Oh.
So we went to go see Madagascar. We did, you know, cute little things like that. And our first Christmas together, which was a whole, 45 days later or so?
Yeah.
I go shopping and I'm like, I want to get him something nice. You know, I really like this guy. So I go shopping and find Kohl's, get this nice watch on a Black Friday sale and this really nice watch for really inexpensive, but it was a really nice relic watch.
I got him a watch.
Had a little, you know, the ones that have like the little diamond chip in them.
Yeah.
So I got him that watch. Wasn't cheap, but I got it on a good sale. So Christmas comes around and he opens the gift and he gives me this face of utter disappointment. And I look at him and I'm like, what the hell? He's like, I really don't like the watch. Couldn't even pretend that he liked the watch. I was so PO'd. I was just like, are you serious? First off, I don't even know you that well to even get you something that you like. You know, but it was the thought that counted. I went to Black Friday, so I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get this watch.
Yes.
So not only does he not like the watch, he asked me to take it back.
Shut up.
So we went back to Kohl's. I wanted to, but here we are 15 years later. So we go to Kohl's and he's telling me, you know, the girl, you know, I walk away from the counter for a second and the girl is just like, oh my God. And blah, blah, blah. She's flirting with full blown out flirting with him. And he was like, yeah, and I got this watch, but I really like this one. And she was like, you know what? I'll just do an even exchange on that. I was like, hell yeah. You want that, boy. Go ahead and get that watch you want. she did the flat even exchange. I think it was going to be like $130 dip up charge for me, but she didn't even exchange.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle you guys survived that.
I love that, right? Because, yeah, all those details, it's so fresh on your mind. it's like it happened yesterday. Right?
Hey, we're sitting here in the car. We're sitting here in the car and I'm listening to the story and I grab my phone. He is like, "You're going to call in and tell him about the watch, aren't you?"
God bless you. God bless him.
That is wonderful.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Talk to more.
For you and Katie, the Bull, good morning.
Janice made Tim a cake. Which he did not, he barely acknowledged. That would hurt. My mother teaches four-year-olds, okay? And I'm pretty sure they react better.
He was an honest man.
Polite bite.
Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
First off, I'm thinking there's not an apology and I'm sorry.
But.
Oh, yeah, you caught that too. You tried to stop him.
Oh, yeah, there's a big but.
You tried to stop him. Like, no buts. No buts. Yeah. And he just...
As soon as he said that, I went, okay, wait, you just screwed up again.
I
don't think I've ever seen anyone dig a hole that deep on this segment.
And then just keep going.
Like he never stopped.
He dug himself to China.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, like she was even forgiving him for being tired, for crying out loud.
It's like,
I made you a cake. It was just over the cake, basically. And it's like you said, just be grateful, smile, say thank you very much. I really appreciate your hard effort, you know, and just say you're not hungry.
Exactly.
Or you'll eat a slice later or something. Mm. But
put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick at it all. Gonna eat this for the rest of the week.
Oh, that looks so great.
Yeah, bingo. You never have to eat a bite. Just don't.
Yeah, he could have commented on the way it looked. Even.
Hey, it's beautiful.
Right?
Oh my God,
you're
so talented. What a great baker! Yeah. Like, there's so many ways to.
You made that cake? Wow.
Yeah, you did that in how long? Like, that's incredible. Just nothing. I don't like it. I mean, I didn't take him for a negative guy, but I mean, I couldn't deal with that all the time.
I see how you stumble into that. I get it. I understand it.
Just make sure the wedding cake is in chocolate, okay?
Yeah.
Like, figure it out later.
Just the first cake can be whatever the first cake is. The first cake, it can be anything.
Yeah. You're going to botch everything the first try.
Anything. And then once at the second cake, maybe it's something different. Yeah. The third cake, the fourth cake, maybe the 20th cake.
Yeah, you start making requests.
You know what? Then you surprise. You know what? I've never really liked chocolate. And she says, what?
Or what I'd really like to try.
Yes.
Is literally anything else.
Is a strawberry cake. That's like 30 cakes, man. That is so far down the road. But wow. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate
it. We're just as baffled as you.
Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I'm on his side on this. You got to tell people.
You think he did it? He did it right? Like he was correct?
You don't think he could have softened that blow?
He could have, but I get the same reaction when I tell people I'm allergic to everything. Is there milk? Is there eggs? Is there gluten?
An allergy is so much different than preference.
I guess you probably have to deal with the people that don't believe
that's true.
That you're allergic.
You're like, oh, it can't be that serious.
Right.
Carry around an EpiPen. It's serious.
Yeah. No.
Don't get offended if I ask if there's milk in it.
No. Those people suck. What I'm saying is that, like, again, let's say you aren't allergic and it was just, I don't like the taste of it. Would you still be that honest? If it wasn't a matter of an EpiPen incident,
someone made it for you. They didn't buy it. They made it.
Would you still tell them, you know what? Chocolate ain't my jam. I don't like it.
That's nicer. He said, I don't like chocolate.
He said,
I don't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate cake. But I'd have reacted better.
Yeah, that's the thing. I value honesty.
Yeah,
honesty's great.
Comment on the decoration or
I would want to know though. I don't want to be making something again and be like, "What?
Down the road." Yeah, down the road for sure.
I'm just saying 30th cake. Like again, 30th cake.
There's a number and it's not one.
It's not. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Did you see that story about the 8-year-old kid that needed, what was it, 13 staples?
13 staples.
After a shark bite in Galveston?
I did.
Do you feel like there's a rise in these attacks lately?
I don't even know. Anytime it happens, you hear all about it. But, like, look.
Well, there was, like, that Canadian lady that lost both her hands when she was trying to take a photo with, like, a 6-foot shark, maybe?
Take a photo with a...
In Turks and Caicos?
That's
and then
insane.
A father of four, I know, got killed when he was trying to film a group of sharks.
Good Lord. Awful. Awful, awful.
I'll tell you this. According to researchers, there has been a spike in incidents. And
really?
They're blaming influencers.
There's
apparently a growing genre of videos where these content creators not only film themselves, like, swimming with sharks, but interacting with sharks, touching them, poking them, prodding them.
What do you mean interacting? Interacting? Like, they see...
It's not just, hey, I'm over here and I'm filming this thing. It's, okay. I am now a part of this.
I've got a lot of genuine concerns over...
As you should.
...how that would play out.
Because people are interacting with sharks in a way they wouldn't interact with strange dogs. Which I think is very telling.
Let that sink in. Just give it a second to let that yeah.
And it's not just influencers. Celebrities do it too.
I do not know what to say about
shark
this.
Researcher David Schiffman says, I can't believe that please don't grab the 18-foot-long wild predator, something that needs to be explicitly stated, but here we are.
Yes.
So they're putting this out there in the hopes that maybe this will reduce the number of bites in the field and persuade people to not get close to sharks they see in the wild.
Like, I'm amazed that you have to... You have to spell that out for
people.
Because
from their research, what they're saying is this wasn't caused by the animal. The animal's reacting like an animal would.
Yes.
It's caused by the human.
Getting up in its face.
The human doesn't get blamed.
No, of course it doesn't get blamed.
So look, but don't touch.
Oh, Lord.
Enjoy its beauty, but remember, they are wild animals, and they are going to act as predators do.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre that is a trend now. Obviously not insinuating, but the consequences are they become comfortable and then, you know, then off to the rape. Ugh. Yikes.
And an update to a horrific story.
Yes.
About 11-year-old Julian Guzman.
In our day, when I was growing up, you didn't get murdered for playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Harris County District Attorney Sean Teer talking about the shooting that took the life of 11-year-old Julian Guzman. He says investigators put together pieces of evidence to make an arrest, in part, based on an eyewitness, Julian's cousin, who was knocking on doors with him that night.
As it sits right now, he hasn't identified this defendant in anything other than types of clothing that he was wearing and where he came out of the backyard.
The suspect, Gonzalo Leon, was questioned the night of the shooting, but so far, he's not talking.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Jessica, I know you're nervous. Don't be nervous. Just this will be wonderful.
Yep.
You gotta calm your mind. We're gonna throw 10 questions at you. You're gonna make your attempt. Hopefully you get them all right. And you become a legend. That's how it's supposed to work. Remember, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We go to the next one. You just can't change your answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What breed of dog is Snoopy from the Peanuts comic strip?
A beagle.
What was Princess Diana's nickname?
Pass.
What's the main ingredient in pesto?
Pine nuts.
In 1990, Rock the Vote started encouraging young people to vote on what cable network?
MTV.
A desperate last-minute football pass or basketball shot that attempts to save or win a game is known as a what?
Hail Mary.
What was America's first state?
Oh.
Delaware.
Before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of what R&B group?
Destiny's Child.
What mammal lays eggs?
What mammal lays eggs? A platypus?
What video game console released in 2006 pioneered the use of motion controls in gameplay?
X-Fac.
What 97 movie features?
Not bad, not bad, not bad. Let's recap. How did she do?
She did very well. I think she said MTV for Rock the
Boat. I heard MTV for Rock.
But I had a short in a headphone and I did not.
MTV?
I'm going to give you that one.
Say MTV.
Okay, perfect.
Counted.
Perfect. So let's go over this. Princess Diana's nickname.
People's Princess.
People's Princess. The main ingredient in pesto, pine nuts.
Are in pesto. Yeah, I would say basil is the main, but you know, that's debatable.
What video game console released in 2006 pioneered the use of motion controls?
That is the Nintendo Wii.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't get to the 10th.
Look, sign up again, thebowluse.com/contest.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bowl.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Parker McCollum.
Parker, good morning, friend. Are you ready to proceed?
I'm ready to proceed.
All right.
Why did you say it like that? You made us sound so uncool.
Is that
in front of Parker?
Is that news? don't make us look lame in front of Parker. No, we're really thrilled that you're here. I was going to take some time and get that, like, I'm coming home.
I sure am.
Yeah, because obviously we got you back at Cynthia Woods Mitchell. It's good to have you back, first of all.
Man, glad to be back. We got 3 Texas shows this weekend, and just like old times.
Now, we were having a debate in the studio just now. Like, I'm assuming growing up where you grew up, you were going to the Woodlands to watch concerts, correct?
Yeah, you know, my mom moved me to the Woodlands from Conroe for high school against my will. We lived really close to Cynthia Woods. You could hear the concerts from our yard.
Love it.
Did you pay for them, or did you just sit in the yard and
yeah.
enjoy
them? No, I went to a couple that I paid for.
What was the first one you remember seeing at?
Because we're about the same age,
venue,
so I was wondering what yours was.
The first one I saw at Cynthia Woods, golly, I don't even know.
Was it the Backstreet Boys?
I don't know
Boys,
if I remember the
Parker?
First one. No, I saw them at the Compact Center in Houston when I was in second grade. All I remember is waking up when the concert was over.
Don't pretend, Parker. It's fine. They were the superior boy band.
I did see Lil Wayne and Drake at Cynthia Woods when I was in high school.
Hell yes.
Love it.
Hell yes.
Yeah, so it's cool to play on that stage, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've been playing on your share of stage. My goodness. Like, we were just going through the your schedule this summer, your schedule in the fall. Like, you're a man
of
the road right now.
You don't stop.
It is quite the grind right now, but we feel good, man. Life's really good right now.
Can I ask you how you found time to play a private show in College Station this last weekend? Because I don't see how this is. I don't see how you're fitting in extra dates on top of everything else.
You know, when they asked me about that last fall, I didn't realize it was our only weekend off of the tour at the time. But, you know, it's... like Rick Ross says, never leave money on the table.
Never leave. I could not say it better, dude. I really couldn't. Can we talk about the fundraiser, which, I mean, obviously a massive, massive success.
Yeah, how did that come together, Parker? Like, was that your idea? Was that Miranda's idea for Band Together Texas?
No.
Do you have a group chat?
Yeah, that literally all started with, it was... I mean, the floods, it was still flooding. Mm-hmm. And all the news was kind of starting to come out, and everybody was kind of, you know, starting to really understand what was happening. And Miranda texted me and she said, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And I said, I'll do anything. And so she kind of, you know, started putting some things into the works and got my management team in contact with her management team. And, you know, it ended up being so much bigger and better than I really thought it was going to be.
That's what I was going to ask is did you have an expectation? I mean, having watched it, that was one of the most explosive shows from start to finish.
We all raised $8.5 million.
$8.5 million.
I mean, even if you thought it was going to be a success, yeah, you can't, I mean, who would imagine dang near $10 million? Like, that's incredible.
It had to be beyond your wildest expectations.
Yeah, it was just never in my wildest dreams would have thought that would have turned into what it turned into. And it was just really, you know, it was really I don't know, impressive, I guess, is the word, but not surprising, I guess, to see how many big-time A-listers just immediately agreed to come be a part of it, whether they were speaking or performing or whatever the case was. You know, it took a lot of people to pull that thing off. And then, you know, Aldean had played that arena the night before, so he left his stage, and he stuck around and performed, and it just, man, it just to see the outpouring of support and the willingness to you know, donate people's time and effort to be there on a Sunday night. I was on tour in California that weekend, so I flew in Sunday morning. No sound check, nothing. I got there at, I think I ended up getting to the arena at 6, and I was singing at 7.
Oh, you didn't skip a beat.
Dude, that's...
No one would have known.
No, it just I don't know. I was really, really, really grateful to be a small part of it and blown away by the support and, you know, the overall outcome.
Because Texans are obviously very generous. I mean, you know this, but yeah, to get to that level and to have, like you said, so many people coming in, and you guys were some of the first to actually put something
on paper. Cement an
event.
To
say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how you can help, which was tremendous.
Look, Parker, hang on. We want to talk about the album that's coming up.
100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. We're Frito and Katie on the phone with Parker McCollum, who is playing this Saturday, remember, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. You can still buy your tickets, so do that, livenation.com.
The album, I have yet to find one person that doesn't love it. How are you feeling about it so far? I know it's fresh out, but how are you feeling about the reception so far?
Man, I feel great. I try not to hang my hat too much on what other people think of it. I knew when we made this record that, you know, this was one that I loved more than anything else I had ever created. And, you know, I was, whether everybody completely hated it or thought it was the greatest thing ever or anything in between, I was, my stance and my feelings on it weren't going to change. And it's still that away. I still think it's the probably as good as I can do and I'll ever do.
Have you always felt like that, Parker? Or did it take a while for you to get to that headspace? Like, hey, I don't care. You know, I don't care anymore what you think. Like, this is what I got and I love it.
I've always kind of gone against the grain a little bit. I don't think I've ever really done what people expected me to do. I've always really just kind of stuck to, man, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's a lot easier to sleep at night that way. You know, never chasing dollar signs, never chasing trends, never trying to do what's working for everyone else. Just always tried to, you know, stay in my lane and write songs that, you know, were written from the right place and for the right reasons. And, you know, this record just felt like the first time in my career that I'd kind of finally put it all together. To answer your question, you know, 2 months after it's been out, I still feel the same way.
I love it, man. Absolutely love it. I know Houston loves you, and we're all ready to get you back in town and see you. Literally, you know, all of a block from where you were you were going to high school.
So because you've been on the road so long, Parker, does the family, do they come with?
Yeah, how does it go?
They come out every now and then. It's not super often. I try to be at work when I'm at work and at home when I'm at home. And, you know, this is the perfect weekend for them to come out, and they are, you know, Lubbock and San Angelo and the Woodlands. So, yeah. So many of our close friends around the state coming to shows and you know, it's bird season now, so we're going to go bird hunting before we go to Lubbock and out in West Texas. So it's just a fun weekend for us, and it's the perfect one for them to come out.
And you can join as well, because tickets are available now, so buy them.
That's right. Yeah, get your seats.
For Saturday's show.
Get in for the hang. Dude, every time we talk to you, I feel like, you know, you raise the bar in terms of, like, the next big thing that you're doing, and we love to see it, man. So congratulations on everything. Congrats on the new album, and we look forward to seeing you back on stage.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it. Appreciate your time.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I know we just had a story about a time capsule with Princess Diana.
Oh, we did.
But there was another one that was found recently after it disappeared in 2017.
Oh.
So this was for a New York high school.
Okay.
It was students at Smithtown West High, and they started assembling the thing in 1973. I don't know how it took so long. They say it was completed in 92. And it was supposed to be opened before 2020, but that's when they realized. No one knew where it was.
It's lost the time.
They found it in a storage room during summer break.
Of course they did. It wasn't even buried.
No.
It wasn't even buried.
Just some storage room no one goes in.
Until
the custodians are like, oh, hey, guys, is this what you were looking for?
You dedicated 20 years to this bit. 20 years. And then you tossed it in the storage closet. Unreal. Okay. All right. Well, what do we got?
Longer than that, right? I mean, 73 to 2020?
That's a lot of years. That's a lot of years to be collecting to, again, just let it end up in some random closet of the school. I thought you were going to say they remodeled the school and forgot where they buried it. No. But put a gym over it.
Right.
Or like,
so they just can't get to
it. Or a senior gifted it up on top of it.
They opened it.
Right.
Some of the artifacts include photos.
Ah, yes.
A 1974 calendar.
Okay.
A 1987 banner. Not proclaiming bad. The school to be a Newsday's 1987 School of the Year for community service.
A lunch menu
from 1992. I would love to see a lunch menu from my elementary school days, because I still remember like burrito day, nugget day, and how amazing that stuff was.
I would fall out if I saw like a lunch menu, because I think that it might have gotten so hyped up in my head of how great elementary school lunch was back when I was, I mean, decades ago.
But you'd have to look at it with someone who works in the school now.
Yeah.
Who would be able to go through it and say, can't have that.
Exactly. Have that. That's what you would need. Can't you would that. Need to know what they, what, because again, like it really does, my memory of it was so good. I need to know if it was that much better than what
still,
they have today.
To this day, crave the burritos
from Kinley Elementary. The burritos were.
I don't know if anyone works there, what they were. Oh. And they were wrapped in like this little paper, and I feel like they had little wolves on it. I mean,
the burrito day was next level. I don't know what the secret was, but yeah, it was like everyone seems to remember that.
Like you're talking like you went to a normal school.
1 year, fifth grade, Crockett Elementary. Every other year, they were catering.
Yeah, all right.
Private schools, all right, we had a whole arrangement. Not the same thing.
Pom-poms were found in there.
Pom-poms.
I don't know when pom-poms got phased out, but yeah, that would be a cool thing to find. And
pom-poms.
Kids today would know what they were.
They had no clue what that's for.
They also had a VHS video yearbook from 1991.
Oh, wow.
Don't know how they're going to play it.
That's
now it's a paperweight.
Lost to time. You've been on a flight to Australia before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What would you do if the bathrooms went out?
Jump off.
Okay, yeah, because that's what happens. They were on an international flight, Virgin Australia, and had to issue an apology. Again, the solution to this was issuing an apology. They were going from Colombia to Brisbane, and the toilets did not work for the entire flight. So,
how long is it?
They said 6.5-7 hours, somewhere around there. Like, I mean, it's, again, not 24 hours. Like,
right, but that's a long time.
It's a long time to be in the air. You had the choice of resorting to bottles. You could have resorted to the sink in the lavatory, or just using the toilet anyway, which apparently some people did. And then, of course, you know, the cabin is going to suffer
smell.
The cost. Look, they did give them a flight credit to go along with that apology. Just when you think there is no topping how badly you can get treated on an airline.
Well, that's not, that one wasn't their fault.
That was, or was it? Was, is it a test? Hey, do you think they'll film?
Did they get on with the toilets messed up?
I
or was it like mid-flight?
That is the real question. It's like if they went out, like did they?
Because that would be different. If they knew.
If they closed the door.
And they waited until you were in the air.
Surprise!
The fastened seatbelt sign is still on.
No. Genius. Have a great day, guys. See you back on the radio tomorrow.